Okay, yeah. So this video I want to make about my experiences of watching women in the workforce. And like I said, now from my experiences, I'm speaking from my experiences of like traveling, not completely around the world. I still my next objective is to go to Japan. I'm going to try to do Japan here in maybe another month or two. That's halfway through January. Shoot, maybe like in the next few weeks. Yeah, I'm my neck, but I've been pretty much from like I won't say everywhere, but I've been a fair amount of places, right? And so when I speak from my experiences, it's from like my opinion on watching the same core characteristics play out, and it's the same thing. Like the same things happen everywhere you go, man. And then it happens. The same things happen in different. Everywhere you go as far as logistically, and then everywhere you go as money earning potential within these groups of people, it's the same thing every time. It may play out a little differently, but it's the same thing. So I want to talk about watching women in the workforce. And this is usually pretty funny. When I say the workforce, I mean like women who are trying to fend fully for themselves, right? These groups of women who are trying to do it like without a man because they're strong, independent women. Now, this is something that I would have originally would have thought was like just a strict feminist thing, but this is just like a population of women just always want to at least try it. And my opinion on this is when they're younger, for some women, it can be kind of cool. You know, it's like cool to say I did it on my own, you know, when they're younger, especially with women. But guys do it too, but especially with women. It's cool to go out there and make your own money. It's cool to say what you want to do when you want to do what you want to do with your own money. It's cool, you know, because you grew up your whole life and your parents, you know, dictated your whole life. So a lot of women that like they don't branch off. Some women will branch off that and just monkey branch right over to the first guy who you know buys all her shit and she'll just keep that going. But some women don't break out of it for a little while. And this is the population I'm talking about. So for the population of women who I see who break out of it and you know it's cool to go to work and I want to buy my own car and blah blah blah. See, the reasons why they do that incidentally becomes the same thing like when guys take duck face pictures and try to be nice and caring to all women and stuff like that. See, they're thinking that if they become what they find attractive in other in the opposite sex, that they will secretly beat the system and then become one with the opposite sex. So for a woman, it's like, yeah, like she walks around and she's always commenting on how she bought her car, she bought her house. See, it's the same thing. See, she knows that she finds that attractive in a male, so she figures that if she can do it, then a male should then find her attractive, like she finds him attractive. And it never works. Just like how when guys try to take duck lip selfies and try to be calm and caring and be friendly to women, it just throws them directly into a friend zone. And it's like, look, I don't need another, like she's like, look, I don't need another woman. And for men, for strong, independent women, it's like, I don't need another man in my life. If I mean, on an intimate, I mean, not, well, that kind of said came out wrong. But like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't need me. I don't need another version of me, pretty much. I need something to complement me, but something I can, you know, that can pick up my weaknesses in life. That's really what I think companionship is about, is to compromise and to work with people. But back to the original topic, with the women who enter the workforce, and see now there's a population of women who will enter like the legit workforce. Like they go out and they're making money to pay their own rent, pay their car note if they got a car note or what have you. You know, they're fending for themselves. A large part of those women will get out there in that workforce and see within 1 to 3 years that this ain't for me. Because like most women don't like to be in a position of true power. Most women, if you gave them the option, they would rather just sit at home with their parents and then wait till a man came and picked them up and then moved in with the man type of thing. Most women genuinely do not like power. Like they try to like they. And if you talk to one, especially if she's like 40, like she's like older, she's gonna try to convince you that, oh, my life is the happiest it's ever been, and blah, blah, blah. And we all know she's going home and drinking herself to death, crying herself to sleep because, you know, she missed her whole boat in life for what she was meant to do, you see. Because they're like, but there's a large population of women who go into the workforce, like I said, within 1 to 3 years, they'll figure, you know, they'll go to university, they'll graduate, and they'll go get their, you know, their first real job. And within 5 years, they'll usually wash on out. They'll wash out to working in a coffee shop or you know, a bakery, you know, some bullshit like that. Because that's where they really belong. They belong in those roles of still, you know, of still really being told what to do by the masses type of thing. Their brains were never created to accept being in positions of power. And whenever it did, whenever they ended up in that position, their lives would just end up completely miserable wrecks. And they usually just end up either alone or with a spouse who they resent for the rest of their life. I have never, in my experiences, because I remember I had college professors who was like that. I had teachers all throughout school growing up. I worked with women. I exist around women now. And every time, and it never fails. If a woman gets too independent and successful, it just completely destroys her. It does. So for a large part of the population of women, some of them, they'll kind of see it and be like, this isn't for me. I'm going to some relatively submissive job, like working at Starbucks, you know, working at customer service. That's usually where a lot of them will find themselves ending up at, because it's because women are valued for their customer service. You see what I'm saying? And it always kind of weirds me out when I see a guy working customer service. I don't know why. It always kind of freaks me out when I see that. Like, I don't know. Because it honestly, from my opinion, like, I just don't think men should really work customer service unless they're just low on money and it's the only job they can find. Customer service, those jobs are meant for women, because women genuinely care about pleasing other people. Even when they pretend that they don't, they really do. Now, back to the topic of women in the workforce, it usually goes off, okay, after like the first batch of women who've pretty much figured like, look, this isn't for me. I'm going, even though I got a master's degree, I'm much happier, you know, working as either some type of teacher or working in some type of call center, coffee shop, bakery type of thing. That's usually where I would say about 50 to 60% of them will find themselves going to. Now, for the last 40 to 50% of women who make it through that boot camp of pretty much being in positions of power and learning how to deal with it, one group, what they will do is this. They will find themselves so stuck in the world, and like I said in a previous video, they will see. And like I said previously, women will try to become what they're attracted to because it's their pathetic way of trying to make what they're attracted to fall in love with them by becoming like the like attracts like theory. So what they'll then do is these women will do what they can to stay in this world in hopes of getting a man who's better than her, but in that world. But in order for her to stay in that world, she's going to have to be hooked on sleeping pills, anti-anxiety pills, and anti-depression pills, just so she can maintain that facade, because she's just hoping to get that one guy to notice her and notice her long hair and how she, you know, bets it over to the side. She's hoping that she can pathetically complete the like attracts like theory, which it very rarely works. There are anomalies. I'm not saying it never works. There are anomalies, but this is what that they're trying to do. So they'll have an entire pharmacy of anti-depression, anti-anxiety, and sleeping pills in their cabin. And I'm not saying these pills are bad or wrong, but see, like these women, they're using all this to create an ending formula, an ending equation. By you know, pretty much abusing these pills, so they figure they can last out in this world to pull that higher quality man, and they'll just keep doing it until they can finally get him. Now, and like I said, and the other group of women, what they will do is, like I said before, they will figure out, like, look, I can't deal with this. And the other women in here, they're prettier than me. They learn how to manipulate men better than I can. They're, you know, they're just genuinely like, they've learned more manipulation. They've been on the carousel longer. They know how to manipulate men. So I don't stand a chance. And I'm just going to go work at the little independent coffee shop down the street. And that's where they just end up. And then those women usually will end up having babies because they've accepted their role in a relationship with a man. You see, whereas like the career woman is not accepting her role. She, like, what the career woman is doing, she's the equivalent of what a career woman is doing is this. She is trying to, this might be a little awkward, but my opinion of it is this. What a career woman is doing is she's pretty much trying to be like Tony Montana and Scarface. She's trying to get high off her own supply. You see, like, and the two, like, she's trying to be a man and a woman. Like, we're like Tony Montana. He was like a drug addict and a drug dealer. You see, like, the woman, she's trying to be a man and a woman at the same time and bounce back between others when it benefits her. And just like a drug addict who's selling drugs, usually they can't keep both of them going. Okay, they got to pick one side or the other. But like I said, and when they do that, like, obviously, like, it's too jarring. Like I said, like, if you had a drug dealer, you hooked on cocaine and then you go see him one time to go buy some drugs and he's trying to suck your dick for $15. And then you go to him like the next week, then now he's, and now he's selling you drugs. Like, it's too jarring. Like, you wouldn't feel comfortable with it. You see, and it's the same thing like with women, with these career women, like, it's too jarring. Like, you can't choose. Like, see, these groups of pathetic women who can't accept their roles as women, this is what they don't understand. It's too jarring to be a man between the hours of 9 and 5, and then be a spoiled brat between the hours of 5 and 7, and then be a woman between the hours of 7 and 8, with all hours subject to change based off how she feels that day. It's too jarring. See, this, and now I kind of hope that other women can see this video. I kind of want to make videos for women, but I want them to pick up on it. Like, it's too jarring. Like 1 minute you want to be strong and go work and get your own money, blah, blah, blah. The next minute you want to go, oh, hey, and you know, and be submissive to try to get, you know, X man type of thing. Like, it's too jarring. Like I said, the equivalent, I think, now I think about it more, I think it's probably a great comparison. It's like if you were hooked on drugs and your drug dealer was hooked on the same drug. It would be too, like, you wouldn't feel comfortable. You wouldn't know how to approach him. Because 1 minute he's hooked on drugs and strung out trying to suck dick for $5. And then the next minute he's charging you $5 to buy a drug. So, like, it's just like it's not a stable situation. You see, either the drug dealer has to be a drug dealer or he has to be a drug doer. You know, he can't do both at the same time consistently well and stable and comfortably. You see, and it's the same thing with these career women. It's just disgusting. Like, and see, the thing is, you really can't, there's really not even a way to tell what a woman is truly built for, because women will tell you, women will explain to you, like, yeah, I never wanted kids my whole life. I just wanted to work on my career. And I never wanted children. I never wanted a family. And then when 30 year olds around, oh my God, they get what they call baby rabies. They just, oh my God, I just want a baby. I just want a baby. And then see, I'm going to segue briefly into that whole Meghan Markle and Prince Harry shit. Man, that is, you see, I looked into that and all that played out exactly how it should have played out. Because that's what, see, God, I should probably make another video on that. That is just so ridiculous. It's not even funny. But that's how it plays out. And she done, you know, she bounced on the right dick. So she's getting ready to get paid for real. And the thing is, he's not even going to be mad about it. But yeah, I'm going to make another video about that, man. But yeah, I'm out.